Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
While we're here looking at movie times, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to sneak out and finally see the He-Man movie this weekend.
Oh.
This is the second weekend it's been out, and it's already been moved to all the teeny tiny theaters.
Oh.
It's out of IMAX. It's out of all the giant screens. It's in these little dinky theaters that have like 50 seats. And I'm like, is it even worth it? I'm kind of pissed right now.
You have to see it. You absolutely have to go. I'm bummed for you, though.
I'm bummed for me, too.
Should have went opening weekend. Well, I feel like you not going.
Nicole's stupid family was here.
I know, but I feel like that kind of like you might have done it.
I'm a little down. Not going to lie. And this is the strangest thing because everybody that's gone to see it has said it's a fantastic movie. All the like Rotten Tomatoes and everything, it's getting great scores.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to the movie theater to see movies.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So I'm like, at that point, I'm like, do we all load up for $100 and go see this movie? Or do I just wait like a month now? It'll be on streaming, you know?
You have to see it.
No, you got to go to the theater.
But I don't want to see it in a little teeny tiny theater.
I know, but you kind of still have to
see it. My TV in my basement's big.
Yeah, right? You're like, why did I drag that thing down there?
That's right.
To watch He-Man.
I don't know. So I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know.
I'm shocked you haven't seen it yet.
Well, like, I haven't had time.
I know, which it just, to me, I thought you would just say, family, we don't know each other for 3 hours. Like, don't talk to me. Don't try and get a hold of me.
Leave me alone.
You don't know me, okay? Like, I thought you'd at least pull that you know.
I'm a little down, so you guys better bring me up today, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You ready, Josh?
Oh, we got you.
All right, thank you.
Let's do this.
I've discovered something about this job recently.
Okay.
We've been together for almost 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of us. Aww. Actually, this is our show number 387, just the three of us.
I knew. It felt like 387, didn't it?
It's my 5,164th morning show since I've started working
here.
5,164. Good God.
I love how you keep track.
Well, it's kind of fun.
I've
done over 5,100 morning shows here.
Fun.
In some sort of capacity. The first 20 minutes of my morning, every morning,
is awesome.
I don't want to be people messaging me saying I'm mean, first of all.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes of my morning, each and every morning, is looking at all the pictures and video Katie has taken the day before.
It really is.
And I have to sit here and look at all the pictures and videos that Katie took.
Yeah.
Including numerous videos this morning of ducks that she saw at the park.
I bet you're sad you missed that, Josh. Yeah.
They're ducks, Katie.
Yeah. No,
a lot of duck videos. There's a single duck waddling along.
Thank
then he
you.
Had a duck friend waddling along.
He brought his duck family to the golf course.
Then all of a sudden there was
course.
A duck family.
Yes.
And I saw all the videos of the ducks.
Just on the
in
back
the park.
Nine, you know? It was awesome. And that's the thing. I always see the geese at the golf course.
But
always.
Never
the videos
ducks.
Of the no, I
never
saw videos
the
of duck. Geese.
Never the ducks. So I just thought it was a sign.
Saw
it was
pictures
a sign.
Of a sign that she took.
I did.
There's pictures of this sign that said caution slippery
the
or something.
Slippery conditions.
Slippery conditions.
I thought it'd be a good name for a band.
No context whatsoever. She's like, look at this sign. Isn't it funny? So, no, it's nice. It's cute. And, you know, I've talked to my wife about this.
And did she say, indulge her. She's a sweet person. Just listen to
nailed
her.
It. Nailed
look
it.
At her pictures. Thank
nailed
you.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it. She said, you know, you got to put yourself in Katie's shoes.
Yeah.
Where you leave the radio station and you're, you know, you're flying solo for a lot of your day.
It's
the,
so
you know?
Funny, yeah.
And then you come in and you're like, somebody to talk to. And then you take your eagle talons and zinc them into me and my eyeballs.
And you love it.
Yeah.
Love it. You love it.
Thank you for keeping me updated on everything that's going on in your life.
It's also how I remember what happened to me yesterday. I just take a bunch of pictures, video, and then we're in here. I look back on it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and then this happened, and then this happened, and oh, my gosh, the ducks.
Did you see the ducks? This is quackers.
And I found out the guy mallards have the green heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good-looking ducks.
Oh, flashy.
Not going to deny that, but, you know, as you're getting ready over here, I'm trying to come up with fast fives and, you know, topics and working on the mile high hype. Like, have you ever seen a video of a duck? No? Well, here's eight of them. Yeah. And I was like, what the duck is going on? Time for some sports!
Yeah!
I got a couple quick things and then Josh will jump in. But how about this big number? Old Patrick Mahomes has agreed to a reworked contract worth $504 million, making him the highest paid NFL player in history. The deal's going to keep him with the Kansas City Chiefs through the 2033 season. He's going to be about 38 years old when that ends. Mm-hmm. It's essentially an extension to his current 2-year contract. And he's going to be making about $64 million a year. And then there's incentives and escalators and bonuses. They say that could push him up to $522 million. But can you imagine making that kind of bank?
To play a game.
To throw a ball around.
I mean,
be tackled by large men.
He does a really good job at throwing that ball around. So I can see why they want to give him so much money. But
a contract worth $500 million now?
Wow.
Whoa. And then how about this locally? Our very own Sean Payton got a new 5-year deal. It's going to keep him with the Broncos through the 2030 season. The deal replaces his 2-year contract. Hold on. The deal replaces the final 2 years that were left on his previous contract. No word on how much he's making.
Yeah.
He was doing about 18 mil, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a highly, highly paid coach, and he deserves it. Look, he went from 8 wins to 10 wins to 14 wins last season,
so that's obviously
the upward trajectory that you want as a Broncos fan. Yeah. He's doing a hell of a job. I like the way he's coaching the team.
He ended Denver's playoff drought. He led the Broncos to consecutive playoff appearances, and he took Denver to the AFC Championship game last season. And this story here says, and the owners just kind of really like him.
No, I mean, we could have went a lot farther, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
so,
we could have.
It wasn't for the darn injuries.
That old ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, so, nuts.
Good for him. Go Broncos.
Couple big contracts coming out of the NFL. What you got, Josh?
Well, with the World Cup going on right now, 2,000 soccer enthusiasts were talking about what rules their lives, the loyalty to the game or their love lives. And honestly, the answers might shock you. Of those 2,000 soccer enthusiasts, they found that about 40% asked their potential dates about their team allegiances, like, first thing in their relationships. Like, that is the number one thing they care about. And nearly 50% of the say that the information could be a deal breaker, depending on the team that they choose. So 20% of those family, Jer, we're getting a lot of numbers here. You like this? 20% of those people worry about their family and friends' reactions to their boyfriend or girlfriend and what team they like. And then they said the biggest fight that they have is about who their future, mind you, this is like their second or third date, who their future children would cheer for, what team that they're and they said this could be a deal breaker.
Oh,
you guys.
Yeah, allegiance is everything.
It is literally everything. And of those people, 15% say we only watch these matches in public to prevent further arguments. And they said that they have disputed. The study revealed that 27% would choose watching football over dating altogether. I just don't want to fight with the spouse or whoever anyway. I just would rather sit at home, watch my game, eat my popcorn, and drink my beer.
Funny.
They don't want to fight at all. They just want to watch their games. That is like I'm a sports fan, okay? But I still want a wife. Like, I want to get out there, find a wife and everything. But these people are so tied to the game and their allegiance to the players or the teams that they like. They're like, you know what? Screw everything. I don't want a love life. I just want to sit on my couch and watch my game.
Those are sports people right there.
Yeah, they are.
Sports.
Wow.
I was perusing this list that came out from Bro Bible last night, I think. They collected the 25 highest-rated movies on IMDb from the past 25 years. And I don't know. I guess I'm okay with most of these. Honestly, I'm okay with number one. And it's funny because I just wandered into a vintage store the other day, and I bought another Blu-ray because I'm going back to physical media. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Number one, the best movie from the past 25 years, The Dark Knight, with a 9.1 rating. And I just bought that DVD.
One of the best movies. One of the best.
So good. Some of the scenes in that movie are done so well. And come on, the Joker's the best Joker ever.
Shout out Heath.
Then the Lord of the Rings movies came in. Inception, Interstellar, The Departed, Whiplash, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I don't know.
Those are all good, though.
I was just very happy about number one, The Dark Knight. Katie, have you ever seen it?
I have not.
You should check it out. It's good.
Actually,
movie night.
Yeah.
Bring your sleeping bag over.
Yay! We can watch on your big TV.
Actually, never mind. You'll talk through the whole thing.
Come on. You get enough of that, don't you?
Yeah, never mind. You'd ruin it for everybody. So let's get the Wayback Machine and go to 1993. I was 13 years old. Katie, you were 36.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Josh wasn't even born yet.
I'm younger than you. I want to point that out. You always make
fun. Well, I was 13 years old in 1993.
And I was younger than that.
How about this? Patrick Renna, who played Ham in The Sandlot, is reuniting with his former castmates for a new TV series called Dugout Dads. He's going to star as a father coaching his children's Little League team while managing difficult parenting choices. Danielle Fisher from Boy Meets World is going to play his wife. And then eight of the Sandlot actors are going to appear with him.
Love.
Now, Ham is the, he was the redheaded guy.
The
with
great
all the,
Hambino.
Yes. The great, yes. You're killing me, Smalls. Yes. Him.
Hamilton Ham Porter.
Who I follow on Instagram, and his
so
Instagram
funny.
Is so good.
Yes.
Then they list all the actors who are coming back with him. I don't know them by their real names. I'd have to look them all up. I don't know which one's Squints or Smalls or
Repeat. The one who said, You would know.
Anyway, he says, I know, I'd have to see their pictures, but they list them by their real names. I'm like, just tell me if Yeah Yeah is going to be in there. So he said, after years of coaching Little League, I've witnessed some truly epic meltdowns on the field, and it's always the adults. So he's going to bring some of this real life stuff to this new TV show called Dugout Dads.
I love that.
It's a little 1993 reboot of The Sandlot, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever.
You know who
made.
I remember?
Yeah,
Benny the Jet.
Rodriguez.
Oh, he was so good looking.
He was so hot.
So cute.
And we all, the boys, remember Wendy Peppercorn or whatever her name was.
Because Squints got to kiss her.
Squints.
Yeah. Right?
That scene where he looks over, where he's pretending to drown and he smiles.
Yes, he's winking.
Every
One
boy's
of the best
dream.
Movies ever.
Such
and
a good movie.
He went on to marry Wendy Peppercorn.
That's right. had 11 children.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie. So I'm actually really excited for that TV show to come out. And then finally, I tease this. Dolly Parton has now officially launched her own coffee brand called Cup of Ambition. Inspired by her song, 9 to 5, it's going to come out at Dolly's Tennessee Travel Shop later this month, and it'll hit stores nationwide later this year. It's the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. It continues.
That one's expected, though. I think she's a little late on that.
Pretty good.
Like, you know?
Shout out to Jordan, who works in our promotions department here. I came in one day, and she knows how I poke fun at the oversaturation of Dolly Parton on the air, and I have for years. She left me a coffee mug on my desk that she ordered off of Amazon, and it's a picture of Dolly Parton, and it says Cup of Ambition on it. And now I'll be able to drink some of her coffee in that cup.
That's cute.
Yeah, so that's fun. All right, Katie, what's the local stuff?
Okay, so this happened yesterday right here in Lone Tree, and quite interesting as they had a man who was driving the wrong way down Lincoln, first of all, and they tried to catch him, but he got away, and then they found him a short time later in a house here in Lone Tree, and he was eating watermelon out of somebody's fridge.
As one would.
Sometimes you just have a hankering for some delicious melon.
I get it, and it's funny because the homeowners, like, they heard him come in, but they thought he was one of the people doing construction, so they totally let him go, and then they heard somebody open the fridge, and they were like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Y'all got some watermelon. I'm hungry.
Exactly. And then they called police who came and found that he was the guy who was involved in the hit and run. And they were able to arrest him. But how crazy. Obviously, he was on something. He wasn't sober thinking. But
now he's going to be stoned and have to pee. Yeah. Because, you know, if you eat too much watermelon, you're peeing all day.
In the bathroom. You're right, Jer. This story coming out of a small southeastern Colorado town where they are selling historic buildings for as little as $3,500.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Can you believe that? Oh, it's just insane to me. So this is the little town of Ordway. It's about 1,200 Ordway. People, about 50 miles east of Pueblo is where it's located.
Great little town.
They've already sold 5 buildings under the program, including a pharmacy that's 100 years old on its main street. So
that's neat.
Yeah, and the mayor's hoping to sell more within the next year or so, and they're also working on historical grants to have additional restoration funding be brought to the city as well. But, you know, this the mayor said that they're a crumbling town and they were expected to rebuild, and so they were trying to think of outside the box ways to do that.
Yeah.
This is genius.
I've never
heard of something like this.
This is one of those situations too where I've always thought of moving to a really small town and buying like an old fire station or gas station or something and converting it into a house.
Yeah.
This is prime opportunity to do that for somebody.
Well, now you have a place you can do
it. You just got to get rid of all the asbestos and lead pipes in there probably.
Well,
but,
again,
and all the old electrical.
You're going to have to do some upkeep to these buildings, but you're getting them for $3,500.
Kind of fun.
And anywhere in Colorado, I like to say it's the same as Ballerina. Not a bad seat in the house, right?
Hey!
We love our state. We sure do. But hey, if you're looking into it again, that town is called Ordway. You want to buy a building.
Can Amazon get me 2-day prime shipping there?
I don't think they can ship the building to you. I don't think that.
No, no. If I live there, is that on Amazon's route? Are we good?
Amazon gets everywhere. Okay. So I'm sure you could still have things delivered. And then this story's a little sad, but it gets better at the end. So Steve. Right? Steve is an Australian cattle dog, a little one, and he's so cute. Oh, his little puppy, Nana. He actually, sad story, became paralyzed earlier this year when he was playing fetch and there was a freak accident. But they made it better for him because they put a wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah, that's
worst game of fetch ever.
That is the
happened?
The only information that they put in the story was a game of fetch, and my mind went
like
there
new
too.
Fear
like,
unlocked for every pet owner who's throwing their ball this afternoon at the dog park.
How intense was that ball fetch? Like, yeah, no, I
although,
definitely thought of it.
Those dogs, like, they go balls out. Like when you throw things for them, they go.
Flips in the air and stuff.
Yes.
So yeah. But again, they were able to get a wheelchair for his back leg. So Steve was moving along just fine, right? Mm. He was loving his life. He actually had an Instagram page that followed his journey, and he was just a happy little puppy, Nana, right?
Yeah. Well,
he was getting ready to get his wheelchair on the other day, and they found that somebody had stole it from the front porch. Who does this? This is not the first time.
Same guy eating all the watermelon out of somebody's kitchen, probably.
I know. It's just awful to think that somebody could do this to a little puppy and his family.
Little puppy Nana on his wheelchair journey?
Exactly. So they went on Instagram and said, like, you know, what Steve's up to today? And Steve's like, nothing, because someone stole my wheelchair.
Because I can't walk.
And so they got the word out, and 150,000 likes later, a local company from Aurora, it's called Walkin' Pets. It's a pet mobile company. They heard about Steve's stolen wheelchair, and they asked him to come in to be fitted for a free brand new 2026 model.
Who's a good human?
Steve's moving along again just
Him's
fine,
a good human.
And we love that story. So, yeah, good news about Steve there coming out.
Well, right
but still really crappy that somebody stole a dog's wheelchair.
Like, of all the things you're going to steal, why in the world would you need a dog's wheelchair? You're just stealing to steal at that point.
You're stealing to
sell
it.
What is that, a klepto?
Well, it's still worth a lot of money. And I'm sure that when they saw it, that's what they were thinking. But just what an awful person. And thankfully, Steve, again, getting along just fine. And you can go follow him on Instagram. You're going to love that.
I'm going to do it right now. I will do it right now.
On a puppy. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype, Jer.
Thank you, Katie. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I believe today is the day that SpaceX is going to start trading on the NASDAQ, the largest IPO in history. What's IPO mean, Katie?
investment, property, opinion.
Perfect. That's exactly what it means.
I knew it.
Today's the day. About $135 per share, and they're looking to raise about $75 billion, valuing the company at $1.77 trillion. And they are saying that this could push Elon Musk up and over the $1 trillion mark. That he's worth $1 trillion on paper. Oh, can you imagine? Where's my little thing that I pulled up? Here it is. Okay, get this. So they say, try spending $1 trillion in a single year means that you need to spend roughly $2.74 billion every day or about $114 million every single hour. And they're saying there's just not enough high-value physical assets available to buy that much every single day. $114 million. You just couldn't spend it all.
Well, you'd just be donating, right?
You would just give it away, right?
Yeah, you would have to because you couldn't buy anything.
So if you were even earning a modest 3 to 5% interest on $1 trillion, it would generate about $30 to $50 billion a year. So if you spent $1 million per day, your daily interest alone would replace the money faster than you could spend it, essentially making the money pool infinite. Like you could just spend and spend and spend and spend and spend and never run out of money.
What a problem to have.
What a problem to have. So the cool thing about this IPO today and the stock and everything, they've got like, I don't know how many thousands of people that work for SpaceX, but this story is saying that there's going to be about 4,000 new millionaires amongst the current and former employees of the space giant. So about 4,000 people are going to become instant millionaires. And the really neat part is a lot of people like on bottom levels of things, like the maintenance crews and maybe cafeteria workers and things like that.
Are going to be
that
millionaires?
Are working their butts off
each
and every day. They own stock in SpaceX, and the cafeteria workers are going to become instant millionaires.
Good for them.
Isn't
I'm
that
happy
fantastic?
For them.
Yes.
It's so neat.
That's
it's
a really
so
sweet
neat.
Story.
I'm jealous, but I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I know, right?
Never wanted to be a cafeteria worker so,
so
bad.
Badly.
So bad. We want to talk about e-bikes, but before we do, there's this word out this morning that I feel like a lot of parents deal with. It's, let me turn this down. It's too distracting.
Bound chicken.
Exhausterwhelmulated.
What?
That's bless the you? Word. Exhausterwhelmulate. Here, let's let this lady tell you what it means.
The word of the day is exhausterwhelmulated. The feeling of being exhausted, overwhelmed, and overstimulated all at the same time. Exhausterwhelmulated.
Just all the buzzwords.
It's
one.
Everything.
I'm so trendy.
Exhausterwhelmulated. Yeah. If you're feeling all of that, you now have a word. So post it all over your socials and tell all your friends that you're exhausterwhelmulated right
you
now.
You know, you can also just be like, it's a lot today.
It's just a lot
today. You
it's
know?
A lot. But
people
it's
know
more
what
fun
you
to say exhausterwhelmulated.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know.
Okay. So my son's got an e-bike coming today. And he spent a big fat stack of cash on this thing. And we went back and forth over whether or not we were going to let him get this because, they're dangerous. You know, having a kid on one of these bikes is, they can tend to be reckless. But we had conversations, and I feel like he's going to be fairly responsible. And the thing is it's his own money.
Yeah,
he's been working hard selling all of his 3D printing stuff, and he's made a lot of money. And he's like, I want a really nice e-bike because I want to enjoy it this summer. So we went over all the rules and regulations online and, bought the certain class that he can still ride around without having a license or a permit or anything like that. But there was a lot of conversation about don't be those jerk kids that you see on the road.
Well, because you see
around.
Them everywhere. Anytime I see someone on an e-bike, they're not following directions.
They're not,
they're
ever,
not
ever,
using yeah. their signals, mm-hmm. Driving or riding at the correct speed. They're always breaking the law. And it is like, it is so just concerning because, first of all, I'm just like, I almost didn't see you. Like, you could have been hit by me because you just came out of nowhere. You're not following the rules. So you really, like, especially if you're in neighborhoods, you have to be aware of your surroundings even more as a driver because of these e-bikes. So I hope you did have a talk with him.
We did. We don't want him to be like these kids out in Orange County, California, a bunch of teens riding their e-bikes through a Walmart. Narrowly missing customers and creating a dangerous scene. Here's a woman who was watching it all go down.
Well, clearly there are no boundaries for these kids. This was not a harmless prank. It's a direct result of zero consumer awareness and a lack of compliance.
Well, she sounds like a fun lady to
hang
out with.
She's absolutely right. And
she's
not
right.
only that, it's not just in other places. It is happening right here in Colorado and in Denver. Did you just see last night, Jeremy? A person was taken to the hospital after a crash involving an e-bike on I-70.
Don't go on I-70 with an e-bike.
What are you doing?
Was it really?
It was an e-bike and a motorist, and there's not too many details about it because, again, it just happened last
night.
Kid? But someone was taken to the hospital. They don't, again, there's not a whole lot of details of who it was. It was just I-70 near Steel Street yesterday. The condition is unknown of the person in the hospital also, but they had to close some of those eastbound lanes because of this. So not only are you taking e-bikes on interstates, other people are being affected. Again, like, I would really like to pose the question.
Some more conversations today.
Well, I want to pose a question to people out there. Are you willing to let your teenager, your young kid, have an e-bike? Because, I mean, Jeremy, you're in this boat now, and you feel like you don't have a choice because your kid.
Well, I do have a choice, but he is a responsible kid. Yes, he's going to break the rules still. We all did that growing up. But there's you got to have conversations, you know?
It's way crazier now, though. Like, we couldn't get into the trouble and situations as they are, like with our just bikes.
You
know,
pedal.
Oh, sure, you could. What are you talking about?
Our bikes aren't going on I-70. There's
no
way.
No, but you could run out on
I-70.
You could stand on a bridge on the overhead and throw pumpkins down to people.
But these kids with the e-bikes think they're invincible. That's the problem, is when they're on them, they think nothing's going to happen to them, and worse things can happen to them than if they're on a regular bike. So
just be like us in the 80s and 90s where you set things on fire.
I know. I really want to know what people are telling their kids if they're getting these e-bikes, because I'm concerned about it. I'm just driving around them, and I'm like, where's your mother? Is that what you think?
This is what I think. Quit scaring the old ladies like Katie,
all
right?
Shut up, Jeremy.
Don't scare the old ladies, kids.
Just be careful out there. Don't scare everybody. I'm not the only one who gets apprehensive when somebody in an e-bike comes rolling up on them out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No helmet.
Oh.
No safety precautions whatsoever. I mean, you like hit a rock or a bump, you're going flying off that bike and at a way higher speed than anything I've ever been on a bike with. So I'm just... It is concerning. This story about somebody on I-70 on an e-bike got me going even more. I want to know what people are telling their kids. See? No boundaries.
All right.
Oh,
we'll let you and that lady fight it out.
All right.
Okay. Well, the hottest trend on social media right now, literally hottest trend, is being outside on hot days without skin protection. Yeah, it's like we're back in the, 80s, 90s all over again.
Do we not learn?
The hashtag tan maxing is going viral on the socials, and it's more than just getting a little vitamin D. It's people basically going to extreme lengths just to bronze their skin. Yeah, like in the 90s when you used to rub, what was it, like baby oil?
Yeah, and then you'd sit outside and bake and crisp your skin.
Ugh.
Do we not know about spray tans? I mean, that's the route I go.
Yeah, well, sorry, Katie. TikTok's For You page is full of tanfluencers right now who use apps to track UV index windows and document their sun exposure. And they're taking tanning pills? Have you heard about this, too?
Well, here's the thing. We all do it. Like, I went through the phase when I was younger where you want to go out there and get that bronzed look. And, you know, no matter what it takes. Like, so I get it. I get why because this is younger girls, right? You get older and you learn that you don't want to invite that kind of stuff into your body.
I'm
you know?
All leathery and wrinkly now.
Like, just Google tan mom, kids. Just Google
tan
mom.
Yeah.
And see where this lifestyle gets you down the road. I think that will be enough to curb them baking in the sun. Tan mom on Google. Go get it.
Knickknack and I used to have a gym membership that included the tanning. And when we first started dating, we would work out for a couple hours and go lay in the tanning beds.
And that's
and
crazy
we were
to
bronzy.
Me.
And now she's like, why in the world did I do that?
Yeah. And again, like, I will go to the spray tanning place, and I love it because it's the same as the tan. Like, you get the same glow. It's beautiful. Lasts for a couple weeks. And you smell like coconut cream pie.
Oh, you don't have to tell us.
So how...
We know when Katie's been to the tanning booth, come in here and it's like, whoa, yeah. Hawaiian tropic.
Tropical. Very yeah. Tropical. I love it though. So I think like if you're not keen to the spray tan, go look into it. And again, Google Tan Mom.
Do
if
it.
You need any kind of inspiration to not sit out in the sun.
like tan maxing to the max.
Oh my goodness.
Yowza.
Crispy.
All right, now you're in the loop on everything that's going on TikTok right now with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.
Five, five, five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five, 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 five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We're going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Well, here we go, 7:30 in the Mile High City. Time to have some fun with one of the most popular radio contests in the entire state. We call it Fast Five, and if you'd like to call in and play and you've never played before, yo, bro, give us a shout-out. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649 is your direct link to the studios. We'll get you on the air, find out what you're doing this weekend. And then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It's actually a lot of fun. Even if you fail, you're like, whatever, it was fun. I got to be on the radio for a few minutes.
Yeah, we have a good time.
We then turn around and make it a podcast, too, so you can share it with your friends. So 303-691-1649. If you've never heard it before, Katie, give us some examples of categories.
Yeah, because you're all over the place when it comes to the things you ask, like five abbreviations when you're texting, LMAO, that kind of stuff. You also have asked for five movies where animals are the main character. And yesterday, Ari, second one to play, won it with five apps that start with a C. He named the clock and the camera app, and that was outside the box thinking. We like that.
Killed it.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
It was quick yesterday, for sure. So quick. All right, so if you want to play Fast Five, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Okay, do not hang up. What are we playing for today?
It's your last day to pick up a pair of tickets to Nelly. He's going to be at the Greeley Stampede on Friday. This is coming up June 26th. So you'll score a pair of tickets and get to see him on action up on that stage if you can win Fast Five today. So good luck.
There we go. We got one open phone line right now. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. If you'd like to play Fast Five, here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Yes, give me a second.
Yeah,
sorry.
If you wouldn't mind. We just want to be able to hear you really good when you're playing, okay?
How about now?
That's better. That's better. It says you're going to a concert tomorrow night. What are you going to?
His name is Hardwell. It's at that newish venue, the Junkyard. That's right off I-25.
Yep, I've heard about that place. That'll be fun.
So we'll see how it is.
Yeah, go tear it up. You bringing somebody special with you, or are you flying solo?
Just my fiance.
Ooh.
Oh, just no one's too special.
Nah, just say my fiance. What's your fiance's name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Do you call him Rye Guy? Hey, Rye Guy.
No, what's just Ryan.
What's your pet name for him? Do you have any, like, pet names?
No, it's so weird. I call him Buddy, and a lot of people think that's a little weird, but he has a lot of nicknames for me.
I like Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Buddy.
That's fun. That's Buddy. Very endearing.
Buddy. I like it. I like it, Christine. All right. What do I have for you? All right, I'm going to give you an actor. No sequels, okay? 10 seconds, though. I need five movies starring Keanu Reeves. Go.
Uh-oh. Wow. Oh no!
Oh.
Wow! All of those, you know.
He was great. Yeah. He was great in Oh No, yeah.
And the sequel.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
Boy. The Matrix. I just remember
Matrix. John Wick.
John Wick. Gosh dang it.
Toy Story.
The Bridges one.
Bill
right?
and Ted. Yeah.
Toy Story.
Yeah, he was the voice of the motorcycle guy in one of the Toy Story movies.
Oh, that's right.
The
stunt
guy. I had no idea.
Well, now you know. Go tell Bud about it, Buddy.
I will. Have a great day.
All right, bye, Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
all right. We got Natalie Bobadley. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello. Are you going out to breakfast right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm psychic.
Natalie?
Did you know that? Yeah, where are you headed?
Morning story? Oh. I've never been there.
Yeah, me either.
See.
What's your breakfast order? What are you going to get?
You know, I don't know. Since I've never been there, it's
well,
new.
One of the biggest questions when in regards to breakfast, are you a sausage, bacon, or turkey sausage person?
Bacon.
There you go.
Hold on.
You win.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, a good thing you're a bacon fan there, Natalie, because they have a flight of bacon with their butter bacon, their maple bacon, their beer bacon, and sriracha bacon.
Wow, a lot of bacon.
I know. Yeah. So who's that? Their bacon flight.
Who's that in the car with you?
Oh, just my babies.
Hi, babies. Hello, random babies.
Yeah, give the babies a shout out. What are their names?
Bacon.
Sylvia and AJ.
Change one of their names to Bacon, okay?
Honey Bacon.
Might as well.
All right, Natalie, let's do some Fast Five in 10 seconds. I need you to think of all the rich people in the world and give me 5 billionaires. Go!
Steve Jobs, Elon Musk. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
You got 3.
He would have given you 3, sure. Zuckerberg's up there. You could have said Beyonce and Taylor Swift, right?
Kylie.
Oh my goodness.
Kylie Jenner. Yeah.
There's a few.
Darn.
Beyonce crossed over, didn't she? She is.
Yeah,
Oprah. Oprah's up there.
Yeah.
Well, Natalie, it was awfully nice talking to you. You still have breakfast meats in your future.
Yeah. Enjoy that bacon.
Definitely.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Is it Raquel?
Hi.
Hi. You have a hair appointment tomorrow?
I sure do.
It's about time. It's a mess.
It is. It really is. It's the roots are showing.
Oh, Lord. No. Time for a cut and color.
Yeah. How long does that take you to get yours done there, Raquel?
Probably, what'd you say? Sorry.
It takes you about 2-3 hours to get it done. Is that right?
Wait,
no,
what?
Probably more. Probably 4. More? Sorry, I thought you said how long did it take for my roots to show. I was like,
how long has your hair been growing?
it's been a while.
We sit that chair for a minute to look pretty, don't we?
Here's a bigger question.
Yeah.
What does this cost you?
I go to Ulta. I found a girl and she is so good. So I got lucky. It takes for a haircut and the roots. Like
$150.
Oh, $150, not bad. Throw a little tip on top of that. You're probably under $200.
Yeah. That's a heck of a deal.
Less than $2.
Oh,
yeah. And she does great.
And you're going to look fabulous.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks.
Smoking hot.
Strut.
Woo! Oh, thanks.
Oh, well, I know things. I can tell by your voice you're smoking hot.
Oh.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so your letter is D, like doo doo. All right.
Okay.
D. I need 5 apps on your phone that start with letter D. Go.
D. Dutch Bros.
Yep. More food.
The Dumbers out.
They probably have one. They probably have one.
I thought that you gave them a shot.
There's a lot of food ones once you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
So. I love the squealing, though.
That
makes
fun.
You even more sexy.
Oh, stop it.
You stop it. All right, Raquel, have an awesome weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Okay, bye. I guess a couple people got scared and hung up, so there's a couple open phone lines if you want to play Fast Five. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played before. Here's Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. Hey, there he is. How's it going?
What are you doing, Anthony?
I am driving to work right now.
Are you? My little note on the screen says you're hanging with your wife this weekend.
Yeah. We just hit a year in our marriage, and we're trying to keep everything good and keep everything alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Date
only a,
night.
You're keeping things spicy only a year in, huh? That's impressive.
You have to.
I mean, yes and no. We've technically been together for the past almost 7 years living together.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
We've been married for the past year.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so what are your plans then to keep things all hot and spicy and romantic?
We have this little card deck that has different data ideas that my wife had bought.
Oh, God.
So we're going to try to do one of those, you know, like go to a play or a concert or a movie.
Oh, God.
I love
that's
that.
That's such a chick thing to buy, isn't
it,
Anthony?
So? And you are indulging your wife. I love it.
No guy ever goes out and buys one of those things.
A book.
To be 100% honest, if it wasn't for her and the stuff that she buys, I would be at home watching TV or playing video games. So she keeps me active.
So you're saying you're a horrible husband.
I'm more or less tired. I'll do anything anyone wants.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? But that's the thing. You are indulging in the things that she wants to do. And
but it's
that
not.
Makes you a good husband.
It's no, just whatever the card says.
But still, she wants to do that. She wants to take her
because the card said to do it.
The card game. Exactly. She bought the cards, though. And you're indulging
Yucky.
That.
I hate
Anthony,
it.
I love it. I think you're doing a great
you
thing.
You guys should get together, yeah, not use happy. The cards, and come up with some own your own ideas and things to do together. The cards are stupid.
Then it's a matter of we're going to go see a movie. We're going to go to Barnes
you got,
and Noble.
This is,
we're
no.
going to go to Second of Charles.
See, this this will invoke conversation amongst you two and collaboration and ideas. And that makes you closer because you're coming up with things on your own versus let's scratch a card and go to a play.
No, I like the card
one. No, that's horrible.
I like the card one. If you're willing to let
this
AI
marriage is
write
doomed.
Your emails, you
it's
can
doomed.
Let a card tell you what your date's going to be.
Anthony, I'm sorry.
It's
your
fine.
Marriage is doomed.
No, it's not. Don't listen to him, Anthony. You guys are going to have a great time at date night.
You might as well serve papers today, Anthony.
It's so bad.
It's done. I dare you to go. I dare you to go home today and throw those cards in the trash, Anthony. I dare you.
No, she is. She may all of be 5'5", but she is a Latina, so
don't make her mad.
She's gonna choke you out, huh?
Smartest thing.
I wouldn't. It's either that or Chunks is gonna go flying across the room.
She's gonna fire a chunk at you. Exactly. You know better, Anthony.
Oh,
you
Anthony.
You take that card, you
I
do
like
that
you.
Activity, and you be proud.
I like you a lot.
Exactly.
He's like, she's Latina, and she will beat
He's
me.
He's married, and he knows how to stay that way. So, good job, Anthony.
Oh, Anthony, thanks. Thanks for letting me have some fun with you, buddy. Okay, let's talk about some slang words, and keep it clean and no cussing, okay?
I do my best.
Ew, no, okay. In 10 seconds, give me 5 slang words for being drunk. Go.
Being wasted, being trashed, being gone, being hammered.
Oh, you got 4.
God.
We needed tipsy and buzzed.
Oh,
Anthony, don't tell your wife she's going to beat you. Then she finds out you lost today, okay?
I know. She really wanted to go to that Nelly concert.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't on the card she scratched
you
off.
You know what?
So.
You better do 2 things on those cards.
Yeah, sorry. Nelly wasn't on those cards, Anthony.
It
so.
Might have, but you don't know. Didn't say concert.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for having fun with us. You guys have a killer weekend, all right?
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Hey, you going fishing this weekend?
Going?
Well, we're
fishing and paddleboarding for the first time.
Oh, fun.
That'll be good. People
standing,
love that.
Standing up's a lot harder than it looks. That's for sure.
Yeah. So if it's not fun for me, it'll be fun for other people watching.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
there
a good attitude, Summer.
All right, Summer. This one's very subjective, but we like those because they're kind of silly. It's very subjective.
Okay.
But give me 5 reasons your neighbor might complain about you. Go!
Dogs fighting, parking spots. Oh, gosh.
Oh, come on.
Music.
Well, you got 4. You got 4, Summer.
Dang it.
Is anybody going to win this today?
I know.
Oh,
it wasn't,
Lord.
Yeah.
Summer, you have fun paddleboarding.
Yeah.
Wear your life vest.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Janine.
Hey, morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Can you win this? I'm tired.
I can try.
It's been a long week. I'm tired. If I give you what? Which one do you want?
I don't know. Give me something easy.
I'm kind of to that point. I'm just tired.
I don't know. You want to go name 5 colors? I could do that.
No, we're not making it that easy.
Hey, call your shot.
No.
Call your shot.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. In 10 seconds, though, I need 5 reasons your neighbor might complain about you. Go!
Okay. Lawn, parking,
loud music, too many kids going in and out of your house, too many packages by Amazon.
That's five.
I'll tell you what, that Janine, that Amazon, it's constantly at her house, and I'm sick of it.
Right?
I'm sick of her two-day prime attitude over there.
Janine, what generally happens when you win Fast Five?
Oh, I get really excited. You hit the little ding ding, and yay! You
pardon me? I'm hitting my little ding ding?
Go ahead, hit the ding ding. You want to do it.
That's funny.
No. I'm not going to play it because you called it a ding ding. You need to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Okay, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
There it is. You're a little ding ding.
That's so funny. The line of the day.
Yeah, you.
And then you
little,
hit your little ding ding, and I
Jeremy, hit your ding ding. It's Friday. I like you, Janine. All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you how to get those Nelly concert tickets, and you can go tear it up, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Boom. Done. Finally. Now I can go rest.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I've discovered that generally the first 20 minutes of my day when I make my way into the radio station in the morning involves Katie's phone, because she sits and shows me everything that she did the day before, because she takes pictures of everything and videos of everything.
Thank you.
I can't even exaggerate this.
I do.
So every day when I come into work, I know the first 20 minutes of my morning is going to be looking at videos and stupid pictures. And she didn't disappoint this morning. She had three different videos of ducks. Ducks that she saw at the park yesterday.
Hold on, give the backstory.
I don't want to. It was just ducks.
Because I usually only see geese on the golf course.
Oh, saw some ducks this time.
I got some ducks.
They take over. And so when I rolled up on the ninth hole, and lo and behold, a mallard, Jeremy.
Jared, look at
I
this.
It was
three videos. It was one video of one single duck.
The guy duck.
Just
exactly.
Waddling along. Yeah. Like, now he's got a friend. Look at this video.
Yeah, because I came back and there was two. And then
video three, he's got a whole family.
There was like five ducks. And so I never see ducks. So it was like, well, clearly they wanted to come say hi. That was the reason.
I sat here mouth breathing looking at the videos of the ducks and various pictures. She took a picture of some sort of sign that said slippery conditions or something.
It was just neat. I like the background. I like the, the bridge it was on. It had just such good mood lighting.
I did talk to my wife about this, and she's like, you know what, you just honey sweetie baby sweet loving husband who I love so much.
She's probably a great advice.
She
for
said
you.
Just you gotta listen to her.
Thank
I was like,
you
damn it,
I knew it.
She's
Knick-knack.
Like Katie's alone for a lot of her day. She's
I
single
love her.
And when you get in the morning, she sinks her talons into you.
I do.
And draws blood.
You're lucky you're not here yet, Josh, because I do.
Don't
so
want
much
to
crap.
Like, I come
listen
in with my phone out. Like, look, Jeremy!
So, one of the pictures that you showed me on there were these two kids sitting on a bridge, too.
Yes.
Like, what was the detail? I finally cut her off. I was like, I don't care about two kids sitting on the bridge, but now I kind of
do.
What's up with that?
So, moms everywhere, you're going to feel a little bit of heaviness in your chest right now, because as I walked up to this bridge that's on my walk, and it is a big bridge. I mean, they have, like, fencing on it all the way up to the top so people can't go through it because it is high. I mean, there's a little water underneath it sometimes, but for the most part, it's dry, and it's probably like a 20-foot drop from the top of the bridge to the bottom, right? So it's a long ways. And as I'm coming up to this bridge, I see two people sitting on top. Like, we're talking the very middle top, highest point of this bridge. There's two people sitting on it. And I was like, ah! So I whipped out my phone immediately. Had to take a picture.
Of course.
As I'm coming up, I thought at first it was a couple adults, right? And then as I get closer, I notice one of them is a small child, like 8 or 9. So it's a boy, and he is little. And then I thought maybe he's up there with his mom. And I was like, Mom, what are you doing? Get your baby off that bridge. And then getting closer, I realized it is two small children. So again, they look to be about 8 or 9. And it took all of my might. Like, I inside was like, you should not be up there. You could fall and get hurt. And I have to walk over this bridge. So I'm considering saying something like, you guys be safe up there. But again, I don't know who's recording me. I don't know if this is like, I don't know what's happening, right? So I'm walking and I'm like, do I say something? And then I get to the tennis courts and I hadn't said anything yet. And I'm like considering turning back around to go tell these kids they're going to get hurt. Like, it took all of my might not to say something.
You might actually make them scared when they do fall, because you're like, be careful on the bridge. And they're like, what?
I thought of that too. I may startle these children, and then I'm the one who caused them harm.
So right.
All
that.
Of these things roll through my brain, and I'm just like, what do I do as a mom? Do I
you just keep walking?
Insert myself in their business? Do I keep walking? I did indeed keep walking, but I tell you what, I was looking for an adult like coming the opposite way on the path so I could tell
them. Let them be kids.
Maybe you could go tell those kids to get off that bridge.
Let them be kids.
That's the first thing you said when I came in is,
let them be kids.
Like,
just leave them alone. At least they're not on a screen. They're outside on a beautiful summer day.
Yeah.
They're sitting on a bridge, probably, you know, throwing crap down in there, you know,
because
kids throw things, and they're just enjoying time outside. They're not sitting on an iPad.
I know.
Leave them alone.
That's where, again, my want to say something was overtaken by they're not inside sitting on their iPads. I'm telling you, Jeremy, that thought was what kept me from saying something. But I still...
They're doing what they're supposed to be doing, outside exploring and having fun.
When I got home, I was like, should I drive back to that bridge to tell those kids? I don't want them to get hurt. Like, it took all my might, but
that would
have
been damn funny if you went back downstairs, three flights from your apartment,
into
your car... Then knowing you, you'd probably swing into a Burger King first, get yourself a Whopper and some sort of tasty drink.
Gotta have a cold drink while I go harass the children.
And you would drive back to the park. You'd probably swing into a Dairy Queen as you made your way there.
Come on. I mean, multiple drive-thrus? That's crazy.
Yes, and then you'd stop at a Starbucks for some sort of iced coffee, and then you would make your way back to the park.
You forgot the fried chicken.
It's just fried chicken, and then you would yell at the children.
Yeah, well, hopefully those kids are okay.
I guarantee you they're fine.
They're probably fine.
Thank you for not being crazy, lady.
All I wanted to do was tell these kids to be careful, and I didn't. I want you to know, I let them live their life.
They're on their little kid journey right now.
The urge was strong.
Little kid journey. A woman on TikTok has gone viral for revealing that she accidentally swallowed her AirPod. Now, she was grabbing her vitamins from the table and inadvertently added an AirPod to the pile. She didn't realize it until she was in her car and said that her AirPod, it actually was still connected, and she was just popping pills and throwing three or four in at a time and swishing them down with water, and down the hatch it went, and she came to the realization that, oh my God, I swallowed an AirPod, and she freaked out. Now, she did the smart thing. She called poison control.
Yeah,
and they said, well, basically, you're probably going to be fine and that you need to wait for it to pass and go to urgent care if you experience any pain. Well, she went on to social, of course, because you got to document everything on social, and she kept posting updates over the next few days. Basically, her followers waited for good news on her bowels, but it never came because she says her stomach was so messed up with laxatives and stress. On day 5, she went to the doctor to get an x-ray to figure out if it was still stuck in her, and it was not. So she had so many laxatives in her that it apparently passed and she didn't catch it.
She didn't. It didn't make the sound.
It just ran out.
Ding, 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 ding. Like, I feel like you'd be going in a strainer, right?
Yeah.
And trying to find this thing each and every time. So apparently it did make its way through and down into the sewer it went. Now, with all that being said, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you did find it...
Are you still using it?
Are you still going to use that AirPod? Are you going to go rinse it off, clean it up, and shove it back in your ear?
It's $100 to replace, so think about that.
I don't think I would, because that goes into your head. I mean, that's
but you're not putting it in your mouth.
I know,
it's
but
just your ear.
The ear leads other places. It's right by your brain. I just
some bacteria
feel like
in your brain, maybe.
Not a good idea.
I could see that.
I feel like we should just get new AirPods. but boy, Apple stuff is just indestructible, huh?
That's the other thing I was thinking.
Wow.
I was like, if it came out and it was still playing, you know, Nelly or something on there.
It's getting hot in here.
It's hot in your butt. I would be incredibly impressed, and I think I would be writing Apple at that point, saying, hey, Guess what I did?
Exactly.
I ate an AirPod.
Yeah.
I pooped it out, and it works great.
And maybe they'll love your story so much, they'll just send you new AirPods for free, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know what?
Take
We'd
advantage.
Like you.
Take advantage of it. You might be featured at the next Apple conference.
I know. You've got them up there with the projector. And then we have Sylvia.
She ate her AirPod.
Consumed an entire Apple product, and it still worked. Yeah.
And in honor of her, we have new colors for our AirPods.
No.
Introducing Brown Town. I like it.
Electric
I like
green.
It.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Okay, so Katie threw out a hypothetical off the air the other day, and we're like, ooh, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's some fun brain candy.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, I've been watching Outlander a lot, and that show is set in all different times, and one of it is the 1800s. And so it got me thinking, would you guys rather be rich in the 1800s or poor now? And that is a good little hypothetical because there's a lot of things that go into the rich in the 1800s, right? I mean, you could be taken out by a splinter, so it doesn't really matter, right? But here in present times, I mean, there's so much things that we've came.
Like how
you
poor
know,
now? Like, are we like, are we living on the streets?
No. No. Maybe you got a little one bedroom off Colfax. I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly what the specifics are. Just poor.
Why do I feel uncomfortable by this?
I just think rich in the 1800s.
You don't like it anymore?
I feel uncomfortable already.
Why?
Well, why?
Apologies to everybody in the one bedrooms on Colfax.
Well, they know. Come on.
Katie, they know?
Colorado's the fourth most expensive state to live in. We know it's spendy to live here. We know what our situation is.
So let's just say you're struggling. You know, you're falling on hard times, bad times, and you're struggling. So would you... I don't like this now.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Never mind. But no, seriously, even poor people have Netflix, right? Like,
well, yes, because if you think about, yes, a lot of people that don't have money still have like cell phones and internet access. And,
exactly.
You have access to food and help and things like that.
Yeah,
you know,
but I think in the 1800s, you have much more power with the richness.
You do.
You are a much more powerful person because there's billions of rich people now.
Yeah.
You know, but back, I mean. You pull out a dollar bill in the 1800s.
I know.
People are looking at you sideways.
Caleri is coming for you. So it's like, there's also that.
I died of dysentery.
Died of dysentery.
Yes, like all of these things could happen.
Phone lines are open if anyone wants to sound off about this. Would you like to be incredibly wealthy in the 1800s or incredibly poor now? What would be better? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649.
Let's make Jeremy proud.
I'm uncomfortable.
Please call
by
in.
This. I'm uncomfortable.
So funny.
So the thing I instantly go to in the 1800s is when you had a lot of cash, you had like household staff. I mean, you could have cooks and maids and butlers and gardeners and nannies and people that take care of all your horses. And
yeah,
you've got a lot of help. And that would be awesome because you could just kind of enjoy your day and hang out, you know, and you've got people helping you.
I mean, someone gives you a bath. You don't even have to do that by yourself. They're bucking water putting buckets of water
it's
on
dirty
you.
Dirty water they're dumping on you.
Well, it's fine. You're the first one to use it. At least you're not the third person in line to use that bath water, you know, because you're rich.
You didn't have television and the internet. Oh, my God. People are actually
calling for this. But nobody did. That's
but
the thing.
But you had access to theater and operas and, like, exclusive balls and private parties and sports events. Like, you're at all the big things.
No, but if you're rich.
And
yeah, exactly.
If you're rich in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You've got to place yourself. Like, you don't know what's going on nowadays with your Netflix and your cell phones and stuff. Like, you'd only be, it's all you would know, right?
All you would
know.
In
the 1800s.
Exactly. But you could get a fever, and that could be it for you. No matter how much money you have.
They would, what would they do? They would bleed you, right? They
yes.
Would, yes.
They would do all those
crazy
things to you.
Are they still doing that in the 1800s?
I don't know.
Anna, welcome to the show. I'm uncomfortable by this.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to be delicate about this whole thing. I'm uncomfortable, but what, you're going to be rich in the 1800s or poor now?
Well, I already feel like I'm poor now, right? So rich in the 1800s sounds fun.
Okay, see?
You know?
Yeah, but you know what? Even if you're poor now, you still hopefully have refrigeration and air conditioning and heat.
there are those amenities. Yeah, I actually thought that. I was like, that's, you know, rough back then, just, you know, sweating, smelling all the time.
Yeah, but right. You wouldn't know any better.
But you wouldn't know any better.
Deal with it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't know any difference.
You'd have the best clothing. You'd be hanging out with the best people, I guess, the best inner circles.
I mean, you'd be in the time of, like, Shakespeare, you know? Like, you would literally be in that,
not
like,
in the 1800s.
Artistic appreciate, right?
No, Shakespeare was like 1600.
A few hundred years before.
Okay,
1700, I don't know.
Still, you'd have all of that, though. Like, they appreciated the art. Yeah, the theater, they appreciated it.
No, I'm curious. Look up when Shakespeare
He died in 1616.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I thought.
So, no.
Maybe I was a little off.
No, you're
but
a little
still,
off.
Still, like, there were things back then that we appreciated way more than we do now.
But you know what we have now?
What?
Antibiotics. Yeah.
And air conditioning.
Exactly.
Yeah, we already said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All so, the good stuff.
Yeah, so you're picking the 1800s, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, you're going back. Okay. Back
Something
in
new.
Time. Somebody play Huey Lewis. Okay, Anna, thank you for calling.
Yeah, have a good one. Thank
okay,
you, guys.
Bye.
Why am I so uncomfortable?
Why? I know. Go with it. Roll with it, Jer.
I don't want to. 303-691-1649, 303-691-1649. Would you rather be poor now or rich in the 1800s? Here's Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Katie, say hi to Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Katie, say hi to Katie.
Hi, Katie.
So are you going to be poor now or rich? Rich, rich beyond your wildest dreams in the 1800s.
I'm going to be poor now because the only way a woman could be rich back then is because she was, like, married to somebody. Like, we have so many rights right now. Like, I can vote. I can own things. Like, I don't want to be...
That's a good point.
I would hate to be a female back then.
Such a good point. I didn't even think about that. Mm. You're right. We couldn't even be rich without our husband being rich. Yeah.
Oh, there had to have been some rich... socialites.
They really had to fight for it, though. I mean,
yeah, it was probably much harder.
They did, yeah. So that's such a good. I didn't even think about that little caveat in there, but.
But devil's advocate, even if you were a wealthy like spouse, Katie, you were married to a wealthy guy, wouldn't that still be great? Because you get access still to all the great clothing, all the great food, all the great help, and you don't have to work. You don't have to worry about working.
Because you're still property. You're not like. Yeah, I don't know. I would never trade that.
You wouldn't? Okay.
That's a good point.
That's a really solid point, though.
You kind of got me on the fence now, because once you put that
in there.
And you
got to wear those stupid corset
corsets.
Things. Yeah, you don't want to wear that either.
Can't even breathe.
That's uncomfortable. I've done it once, Katie, and that was it.
You didn't like it, huh?
I'm just joking. All right, thanks for the call. Okay.
Bye, Katie.
Oh, I feel like she took that one a little serious.
What do you mean, no? She made a
she
great
a
point.
Serious.
She
did.
For women, it's different because we would have to give up a lot of things that we're just, you know, we're used to today.
Mm.
Being able to vote, one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dental care.
And dental care. Nobody likes wooden teeth, Jeremy.
I don't know. Back then, you might have been into it.
We wouldn't know any better, right?
Show me those wood teeth, baby. Sports! I got a couple things before we bounce over to you, Josh. A couple big contracts coming out of the NFL. Patrick Mahomes has agreed to a WeWorked contract worth $504 million, making him the highest paid NFL player in history. It's going to keep him with the Chiefs until about 2033. He's going to be 38 years old then.
Yeah.
What a geezer.
Chiefs suck.
Chiefs suck.
Thanks, Katie.
Chiefs suck.
They say he's going to average about $64 million a year, and then he's
shabby.
Got incentives and escalators and bonuses. They say the number actually could be pushed up to about $522 million
to
play
to
foosball.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Chiefs
and
suck.
Then here locally, Sean Payton. Broncos signed Payton to a new contract that keeps him in Denver through the 2030 season. No numbers yet as far as how much cash he's making. You
okay,
excited about
go
this?
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
There we go.
Sports!
That's
he was making about $18 million per year.
I think he's the highest paid coach in the league annually.
Get it?
Wow.
Coach Payton? I like that.
Yeah, he ended Denver's playoff drought. He led the Broncos to consecutive playoff appearances, and he took us to the AFC Championship game last year.
He sure turned his approval rating around, because when
he
first got here, people did not
people
like
People were not
him,
happy about it.
He came from the Saints, and he was a big liar, but now
he's
not a big liar, and
he's
we
really
love
good.
Him. Go Broncos.
And get this, they say the Broncos ownership, they just generally like him.
Yeah.
He's created a winning culture. Oh, that's nice.
I like
winning
that.
Solves all problems.
It really
I mean,
does.
Really it does, yeah.
Well, shout out to these two dudes who are making some bank this jealous. Upcoming season.
Chiefs suck.
Go Broncos.
Chiefs do suck.
They do.
That contract sucks. Yeah. $500 million.
Yeah. To throw a football.
To have large men run at you and tackle you.
Oh.
Katie will do that for 20 bucks.
You know what? They never asked me.
Do it for deal. Free.
Who are we kidding? She'll do it for $10.
I will probably pay you if you let.
She'll pay you $10 if you're kidding. A large man and you want to run at her and tackle her.
How long has it been,
you'll
Katie?
Get 10 bucks. And some sweet, sweet loving, apparently.
I'm just kidding.
Josh, what you got for sports?
I feel like she's not kidding. A survey of 2,000 soccer fans found about 50% of them ask potential dates on their first date their allegiance to the soccer team because they say this could be a deal breaker if you cheer for the other team. About 23% of those worry about family and friends' reactions to whether their partner or spouse says, hey, I'm cheering for another team. They don't like that. Among couples with opposing loyalties, around 15% watch matches together in public strictly so that they do not fight. I think this is so funny because right now the World Cup is going on, and this could be cause for divorce, Katie.
I know.
Surprisingly,
yeah.
They said about 25% of those 2,000 people said they disputed which team their future children should support. They're kids that they don't even have right now.
This is day two,
this
right?
is date two, and they're saying, okay, now which team would our kids cheer for? Because this is a big deal. We need to talk about this. It is the wildest thing. Despite the tensions, 42% said that they do want their partners interested in sports, though, even if it's for the other team. Grounds for divorce. Like, what are you talking about? You want your other partner to be into teams, but it has to be the right team. Otherwise, we're going to get a divorce in the future?
Tell you what, I'm not dating a Chiefs fan. Chiefs suck.
Okay, you
Chiefs
know what?
Suck.
Now that you say that, you're right. Chiefs suck.
Chiefs suck.
There's your sports report. All right, Katie Cat, what's all the local stuff floating around?
Okay, so we had a story break yesterday where there was a guy right here in Lone Tree. So first of all, cops saw him driving the wrong way down Lincoln, which they were like, okay,
uh-oh,
we need to get that guy. And they tried, but he got away. And then they found him a little bit later. He had broke into a house in Lone Tree, and he was in their kitchen eating watermelon out of their fridge when they found him.
Hey, it's a good time of year for watermelon.
Yeah, it's toasty out
get
there.
Get a nice sweet melon.
I get it. Cool yourself
I'm
down.
On his side. Leave him alone.
Okay. Well, the homeowners.
Sometimes you got a hankering.
It's funny. The homeowners were on his side, too, because when he walked into the house, they didn't think anything of it. They thought it was somebody who was doing construction outside. So they just thought that someone had come in, one of the construction workers, and it wasn't until they heard him open the fridge that they were like,
wait a minute.
That's not right.
That's my watermelon.
The watermelon chomping was also a telltale
that
sign.
That sounds good. I love watermelon.
I know. Now I want a big old slice
Makes
of watermelon.
Pee all day, though. It's the only bad thing.
All right, you're hydrated.
You don't want to eat a bowl of watermelon and go to a movie because you're going to miss half the movie.
Gosh, you don't want to do that and do a show. You know how many times you had to walk
we
out that one?
We wouldn't want to do it here.
Remember the one time you had watermelon? You're like, this was a bad idea.
I peed so many times. Yeah. Like, don't eat watermelon and go to any sort of important event. Like, if your wife's giving birth or something, don't eat watermelon beforehand.
That's not watermelon time. No.
Your kid's first appearance in a Little League baseball game? Not watermelon
not
time.
Melon time.
You're
going to
be in
it.
The honey bucket all time. The whole hour.
You don't want to miss that home run.
Nope.
Hit by, you know, little junior there.
Little Timmy.
Yeah, they did finally catch that guy, so that is the good news about that.
What do you charge him with?
I don't know.
Stealing
actually,
a watermelon.
I think he was just charged with evading officers. Like
probably
I can
some
get,
kind of DUI.
Yeah, exactly. There were a lot of things that he was charged with. But yeah, thankfully they were able
He's
to
a melon perp.
Catch that melon perp who was on the loose. That's the good news there. All right, so this news came about the small southeastern Colorado town. This is a neat idea. They're actually selling historic buildings for as little as $3,500. And this is an effort to attract entrepreneurs like you, Jeremy, and reverse decades of economic decline. Now we got the part-time mayor talking about it.
We were a crumbling town, and now we're going to be a rebuilt town. We were to the point where people would drive down our street and say, this is an ugly town. Who would want to live here?
Yeah, so that's kind of what they did. They're like,
sorry,
our little town is, you know, just becoming nothing. And so they put this out where they were like, if you come and buy our buildings, we'll give you a really good deal. Now you're going to have to restore them. And they gave them 3 years to do that. And then if they don't do it within that three-year time frame, they have to give that property back to the town. But it's Ordaway, I believe, is the name of the town. It's about 50 miles east of Pueblo. And, yeah, they're just doing all that they can to make that town bright and vibrant again. And I like it. This is, again, something that they're trying to think outside the box. They're trying to raise some funds for their town, and they're doing it in a way I've never heard of this before. It was. They're getting people to come on back. So there you go. And then one more, little Stevie. Stevie gets a new wheelchair. So Steve is an Australian Shepherd, and he became paralyzed earlier this year because he was playing fetch and it went wrong. It was an accident and he became paralyzed, which is so sad. I know, but they were able to fit him with a wheelchair for his hind leg. So he was still able to get around, and it was quite inspiring because they posted all of his journeys on Instagram and people loved little Steve. Well, what got their attention this last week was Steve wasn't moving because somebody stole his wheelchair off the front porch. Like, what the heck? Who does that?
The guy, same guy who steals your watermelon.
Man,
apparently.
I don't like it. Well, it's that's an ugly move. Who does that to a little doggy? But we just want to give a shout out to a local company, Walkin' Pets. They're a pet mobility company in Aurora. They heard about Steve's little plight here, his stolen wheelchair.
Nice of them.
And they asked him to come in to get be fitted for a free brand new 2026
Yay.
Model. So
Yay.
A nice ending to that
Happy
story.
Ending.
You can go follow Steve on Instagram and see where he goes next now. So there you go.
Probably won't
There's
do
that.
Endless scrolls. Celebrity gossip. TV. Movies.
You know my name, sir?
And what the hell was that?
You're about to find out who I am.
It's time to play Katie Crush. With JKJ.
It is time to have some fun. It looks like Ed made it through. Hi, Ed.
What's up? Pixar, it didn't happen, by the way, about those jeans.
Hold up. What did you say?
Pixar, it didn't happen about those jeans. I want to see those skin tight jeans.
Oh, you settle down, Ed. You settle down right
don't
now.
Don't you get him going.
I will send those pics.
He's not going to stop.
You don't even know. I'll send you pics for days, Eddie.
Perfect.
So, Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself, you hornball.
Not much. I working from home today while some guys work on my water heater. And
nice. What do you do for a living?
I work at UC Health and just I buy stuff.
Okay.
There we go.
That's about it. I buy a lot of things.
Do you have like
all the nurses happy?
Oh, okay. Do you have like little collections?
Little collections of things that I buy?
Or you buy things at work?
Yeah. Like,
oh, you're a buyer.
I literally buy like pencils to buildings and stuff. Gloves,
okay,
needles,
well,
all that stuff.
Oh, God. Do you ever bring extra needles home just for fun?
Not needles, but maybe a box of gloves or two. But
make those roosters we used to make at school, right? With the little
on
their chin.
What are you doing with all the rubber gloves, Ed?
You know, that's between me and your skin tight jeans. You know, so.
I like you.
That's
funny.
I hope you win today, Ed.
Now we're all really wondering.
I want to go see He-Man.
Yes. I think everybody is really wondering what you are doing with all those rubber gloves.
I know,
so we'll just leave.
No, it's just for, you know, all the, like, gross stuff you have to do around the house.
Yeah,
I don't want to empty out that pee trap.
Ugh. Yeah, right, exactly.
Exactly. Rubber gloves for that.
I actually have a pee trap in my skin-tight jeans, actually.
Oh, I knew that's where I said it. I was like, here it comes.
You knew what you did there, Ed.
I didn't even mean to do it.
It's
but,
all right, Ed. All right, we better get to this stupid game. All right, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions, Ed. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva. Anything you want to say to Ed?
Hey, we may get a rubber glove question. You never know, Ed.
You never
know. So you get ready, okay?
All right, Ed, tell Katie to get out of the studio.
Katie, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay,
go rub your pee trap.
Oh,
all right, so Ed, she goes into a little room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. What TV show featured FBI agents Mulder and Scully?
The X-Files.
Second question. Oh, you had a little song, too. What's the name of the teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
The teacup is Chip.
Third question. What is Katy Perry's daughter's name?
Oh, Cassie? I don't know.
Did you say Kathy or Cassie?
Cassie Perry.
All right, I'll put you down. And your third question. According to TikTok right now, you should be soaking your pineapples in what?
What? I have no idea.
What?
I got nothing. Well, water. Think
water.
Sugar. Let's say sugar.
Just
sugar water. I don't know.
Ed, make up your mind, for God's sakes. You want sugar water?
Mountain Dew. Let's just say Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Okay. And your fifth and final question. America runs on what?
Dunkin'.
All right, let's get Katie back in here. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. How was your adventure?
Thanks. Yeah, it was good. Sometimes I get distracted. All like, right. Oh, I have to go do something.
She's in there filing her nails or something.
I know. Okay.
All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
What TV show featured FBI agents Mulder and Scully?
The X-Files.
Final answer?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, you said X-Files as well.
Good job.
It's Ed. What is the name of the teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
The teacup, Mrs. Potts, is the kettle, right? So it's Chip is her son.
Chip is correct. Ed also said Chip.
The tale is old as time, Jer.
It really is.
It is.
That little teacup was annoying, though.
No, he wasn't.
He was a whiny little teacup.
Hear me whistle.
Yeah. Get out of here, Chip.
It's so cute.
I'd throw Chip on the ground. What is Katy Perry's daughter's name?
Oh, what is her name again? Is it Dolly? No, it's D.
Final answer?
Yes, that's not it.
No. Ed said Cassie. It is Daisy.
Daisy.
Little Daisy.
On the moon, remember? And she went to the moon.
Nobody knows.
Okay, sorry.
According to TikTok, you should be soaking your pineapples in what?
Oh, we talked about this. Kool-Aid.
Ed said Mountain Dew.
Hold up, though.
That'd be pretty good.
Wait a minute.
Pineapples in, like, just the OG original Mountain Dew?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Or are we talking Code Red?
Nice little pick-me-up, too.
I want my pineapples in Code Red.
You know
Baja Blast!
Yes!
Whoa.
I'm going to do this, make a TikTok, put it on TikTok, and then you'll be right. So, there you go.
Katie, America runs on what?
Dunkin'!
Yay! Katie got 1, 2, 3, 4. Ed got 1, 2, 3. You've officially been crushed by Katie.
Dang it.
Oh, poor Ed.
Can I do something? What? No, I can't.
No.
No, why? You always do it.
I'm sorry, you can't.
You always do it.
No, it's only up to me.
Because
you can't.
Why? I like
it. Because that's not. No.
He made fun of your tight pants. And I like
it. I don't think he was making fun.
Tickets to go see He-Man, Jeremy. So
would you?
Come on.
I don't know. We love him.
Dude.
I've been texting you about how awesome this movie is, and I want to see it again. So.
Why do I feel like you're going to be sitting in the theater with your rubber gloves on?
Even if he is, who cares? It's Ed's business. Let him get his glove on. I want to do it. Let me do
okay,
it.
Okay, I guess okay. Katie's giving you the prize. Yay!
Yay.
Thank
you, Katie.
You're welcome, Ed. Yay!
Hey! Oh, Ed, Katie's in a good mood today.
Congratulations, sir.
Perfect.
Hey, buddy, by far one of the best Katie crushes all week. So thank you for calling in, and thanks for being a fan of the show.
Great job.
Of course. No worries.